White Feathers Directive.
Makia was combing her long, wavy copper hair in front of the grand mirror of her grand bedroom. Shiro, her Persicon, stood close by, should she need anything.
Shiro, do you know what always struck me as odd?
No, Koinata-sama.
That you were such a bargain. I mean, models of similar quality cost over 30 million yen. But you were barely a million.
Was that a bad thing, Koinata-sama?
Not at all, Shiro. Also, after I moved down here, I was offered this amazing villa, yet again for a very low price.
Real estate is very inexpensive in this town, as it's not very popular.
Shiro explained, slightly alarmed at Makia's realizations.
Huh. Despite or because of the Love Hotel District?
I do not happen to know an answer to this.
Sorka.
Upstairs in the east wing, about as far from the grand bedroom as was physically possible in the Koinata Villa, Nanaoka awoke, slowly and grumpily, as she always did. She squinted at the clock on her bedside table.
7:13. I have to get up.
Throwing back the silk sheets, she climbed out of her four-poster bed and walked across to the huge French windows that led to her private balcony. She pulled the curtains back and opened the doors, letting morning sunlight stream into her lavishly appointed bedroom. Outside in the bushes hid Masayuki and Yukio.
Whoa, Yukio! There she is! There she is!
Seriously, we shouldn't be here, Masayuki.
Give me the camera, quick!
Yukio handed Masayuki a huge, bulky device that didn't look entirely unlike an astronomical cannon.
Well, we'd have a much better view from that tree outside of the property.
Masayuki took a sequence of shots of Nanoka's pert bottom in her sheer blue negligee before she turned around and went back inside. Still blinking sleepily, with her hair sticking up, Nanaoka stumbled back across to her bed and pulled the silken cord there. Makia was about to decorate her hair with little jewelry inlaid hair clips and needed a helping hand.
Shiro, could you please hand me that hair clip? Ara?
Shiro had vanished from Makia's room. Makia got up and entered the hallway.
Kuri? Kuri!
Walking past the basement door, Makia stopped.
Right. I meant to get a special gift for Nanaka's 16th birthday today.
The bells were still chiming as Shiro appeared in Nanaoka's room out of thin air. He bowed deeply and stayed in his position, facing the floor.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Nanaoka-sama. You look splendid this morning. Excuse my impertinence, but please allow me to be the first one who wishes Nanaoka-sama a happy 16th birthday.
Shiro held out a beautiful white rose, which he had carefully selected from the rose garden that belonged to the Koinata estate.
Oh, arigato, Shi-chan. Oh, it's beautiful. And it smells wonderful, too. But that's not the only present I want from you today.
Nanaoka placed the rose on the nearby bedside table and walked shyly towards the Persocon with a coy smile.
I'm 16 today, Shi-chan. I'm on my way to becoming a woman. So...
Nanaoka draped her arms over Shiro's shoulders, going up on tiptoe to bring her lips only centimeters from his.
So today, I want you to make me a woman.
She moved upwards and closed the gap between their lips, kissing him passionately.
Making you a woman, Nanako-sama?
For heaven's sake, what has happened? You know what I fear for you. So please tell me, what has happened? I fear you have some bad news. Your voice is weak, and your words confused. Speak out, please tell me what has happened. Speak out, please tell me what is wrong. Please tell me everything. Please tell me everything. What could come between our hearts?
Still in the Koinata's garden, Yukio examined the camera's display.
Well, how's it look?
Give me a minute, Masayuki, will you? She definitely has an ass.
No, you are an ass!
What?
Huh?
A large mechanical hand on a telescoping steel arm shot towards the two peepers, closing over their camera and crushing the main assembly.
Wah! The camera! Futaba!
Futaba grinned in satisfaction while her mechanical hand infolded back neatly. She tucked it into an inner pocket of the white lab coat she was wearing over her high school seppuku, where it vanished without even causing the slightest bulge.
Do you like it? It's one of my newest inventions, the Futronics Perf Buster 9001.
Futronics Perf Buster 9001?
Precisely! Cameras aren't the only thing it's designed to crush. Wanna see?
Both boys looked at each other for a moment, and then nodded determinedly.
No thanks, Dr. Enzai.
Masayuki tossed a fishnet at Futaba, while Yukio dropped the smoke bomb.
Run! I've got the memory card!
They both jumped up and made a run towards the wall surrounding the Koinata estate, leaving a smoke-covered scene behind them.
Come back here, you... Why were they carrying... Why didn't I think of it before?
Guiding the mini-saw with a small directional pad on her belt, Futaba quickly freed herself from the net. Futaba gazed up at Nanoka's balcony.
And we're for out there, Nanoka! The sun's in the east, and it's time for school!
Shiro detached himself from Nanoka's longing kiss and placed her back with her feet on the ground.
My deepest apologies, Nanoka-sama. I would love to fulfill your request to my best abilities. But I'm afraid I lack the proper equipment to do so.
Oh, there's no need to worry about your equipment, Shichan. Don't tell Ka-san, but I put in a mail order for your right part weeks ago. Futaba-chan said she knows how to install it. She can do you this afternoon, and then you can do me tonight. For a long time, I hope.
Boxes and crates were stacked in the basement. Makia put down the candle and went through her personal effects in search of an old jewelry box.
Here it is. The necklace I got on my 16th birthday from Okasama.
Makia put a finger to her lips and rolled her eyes up.
Ara? I wonder why I can't really remember how long ago that was.
Stepping backwards, Makia stumbled, dropping the box. A hidden compartment broke open, revealing exotic-looking gemstones, which seemed to be part of an ornamental puzzle.
This one fits into my earring. This one fits into my necklace. This one, I am sure, is part of the tiara I have upstairs. 5 pieces. Where do the remaining 2 fit?
Phew! That was a close one. I thought for a second they were even caught.
Caught doing what?
A well-built young man with immaculately combed brown hair was standing at the Kohinata front gate.
Nakamura-kun! That's me!
Nakamura-kun showed a jaunty grin. Sunlight glinted briefly off his sparkling white teeth. Futaba perched on the top of the wall nearby with her Futronics Locatortron 200 in her hands.
Stop them, Nakamura-kun! They were taking rude photos of your girlfriend!
Hey, not true!
Yeah, not rude! They were supposed to be nude photos!
Gosh, can't be helped.
Both boys jumped into the opposite direction of Kenshin.
Mirage escape!
Masayuki threw a strange pulsating device into the air. And suddenly, there were 4 of everything and everyone. Both boys wore special glasses to compensate for the optical distortion as they dashed farther down the road towards school.
A mail order? I won't tell anybody. If I can make you a happy woman,
At once, a sharp pain shot through Shiro's artificial body, and he cringed immediately.
Shichan!
I'm all right, Nanoka-sama. It's the honesty circuits again. They force me to have no secrets in front of your honorable mother.
Shiro swayed as another shot of pain pierced his body, and he slowly slid to the floor.
I am looking forward to seeing Dr. Anzai again. I trust her skillful hands.
Shiro's system blinked out due to the distress.
Shichan, and how much more of this can I bear? Causing pain to the person I love like this?
Nanoka bent over Shiro, tears dripping from her cheeks to fall on his artificial skin.
Shichan.
A gentle ripple of air ran through the room, centered on Nanoka's prone form, fanning the curtains and the draperies that hung from the 4-poster bed. A moment later, it passed, and the room was still again. As Makia ascended from the basement, the enchanted gems she had fit into their correct places were already glowing faintly.
Oh! What's that rush of anxiety?
Makia-sama!
Miyahara Kuri, the Kohinata maid, was rushing down the stairs. She was wearing a frilly French maid's outfit with short puffy sleeves, a white apron, an extremely short black skirt that revealed the tops of her dark thigh-high stockings and the straps holding them to her garter belt whenever she bent over.
Kuri-chan, there you are.
You wanted me, Makia-sama?
Good morning, my Kuri-chan.
Makia wrapped her arms around Kuri and noticed something poking her chest as she hugged her maid.
Kuri-chan, it seems there is something special I need from you.
Hi, Makia-sama!
Kuri let her head sink back in bliss as Makia's slender fingers started to loosen the uniform's lacy décolleté.
Please, be gentle with me.
I shall take it gently.